This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. Coming up on 18 minutes to one, and it's a real delight. I love this, when we're actually in the studio and we're live. I mean, this is actually the occasion. First time I've met Carolyn Stark from Arthur Rank Hospice Charity, not on Zoom. And we've known each other now for a good couple of years. Carolyn, very good afternoon. Neil Thompson from Romsey Mill, bump into you everywhere. Have seen you before in the flesh, but here we are. Yep. Welcome to the studios, both.
Thank you. Lovely to see you here today.
Thank
you. It's lovely to see you in person.
Yeah. And I've made a bit more of an effort. I've combed my hair, I've washed, and I've got some trousers on, which is nice.
So it's worth it, Neil.
So there we are. I can't believe we're here again. Bridge the gap. And we were just trying to work out, weren't we? How many years is this now?
Yeah, so it started in 2001. So this would be the 23rd Bridge the Gap walk.
That's crazy, isn't it? Crazy. Yeah. So, Neil, when did you get involved at Romsey Mill?
So Romsey Mill was first involved in the 2016 walk. So we've been involved for the last 8 years. And we love being part of the event. I think what was clear when we first took part, well-established event, a well-loved event. I think that's the key thing. That and my first experience when we had on Parker's Piece, people coming up and apologising for not having been able to take part in the previous year's event. So which is lovely. I mean, that shows that a lot of the participants in the Bridge the Gap Walk love it. They have some sense of ownership for it. And if they are unable to take part, they feel that they've let the event down in some way.
But, absolutely. Absolutely. And is that, isn't it? I mean, Carolyn, from the point of view of Arthur Rank, you know, you need these regular events every year and throughout the year, don't you? I mean, otherwise, you can't budget for anything, can you?
No, we certainly do. We have over £4 million to raise every year, so it's so important. But not only that, our events are an opportunity for us to meet our supporters and to have a great time together. And it makes me realise what a part of the community Arthur Rank is. And I myself am part of this community. So every year we do this, and I'm probably a baby compared to you. I've only been with the charity for 5 years. So I've been working on the Bridge the Gap for a few years now. And it is just such a lovely event. It's so nice, especially when the sun's shining. And it brings the community together, and we can enjoy parts of the city that we wouldn't ordinarily see.
Absolutely. I mean, I was gutted because last year I was actually away, so I didn't do it, and I had to pass the baton to Tim Willett, who did a great job, but he was kind of like, oh, you're on my stage. Because I like you, everybody feels very... It does bring that... It bridges that gap between the town and gown, doesn't it, by getting us to get a sneak peek at behind the doors of all these university gardens and things like that, and just for everybody to get together and support two really well-loved charities. I'm not going to say, for those who don't know what Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank do to, because you know what, I reckon we pretty much do nowadays. But let's look at this year then. So what do we know, what don't we know?
So we know the date. The date is Sunday the 10th of September. So the second Sunday in September. We've got it booked. Parker's Piece is booked. That's the starting point for the walk. And then we've got a fantastic route, a new route, brand new route, taking us through, as you say, seven colleges, six of them from the University of Cambridge, and including some places that we've Bridge the Gap has never been to before.
In 23 years, we've never been there before. Yeah.
It's really exciting, and I think the route is quite different from last year. Some of the colleges we haven't been to since 2016. It's another exciting year. And you think every year, can we make this different? How can we improve? And this year I think is probably one of the better ones that I've seen, actually, even though the others were amazing. I'm really excited about this year. And just to say, registrations are now open. So they opened this morning. So you're very welcome to go online and book at arhc.org.uk /BTG. And we are selling our early bird tickets for adults at £16 per person.
That's good, isn't it? I mean, when you think what inflation has done, especially if you go back 23 years, these prices are so doable, aren't they? They really are. But the money still goes to every penny is going to such good causes.
That's right. All of the ticket proceeds from the tickets is shared equally between the two charities, which is brilliant.
And this is what I love about it, because all the costs and everything seem to get absorbed or sponsored by someone. We've got some long-term sponsors. Cambridge Building Society have been around for what, 12, 13 years now doing this. And I mean, with people being able to do that, with sponsors coming in like them as headline sponsors, it does mean that the money that's raised by the people taking part in the walk does all go to you two charities, doesn't it?
It really does. And our sponsors are brilliant because they get involved with the organisation and are very much involved with it and know about what we're doing right from the start, which is fantastic. and yet again, they're pitching in. We're working with the co-op and we've got Cambridge Independent, the Rotary Club are helping us, and we've got TTP Group and Cambridge University Press and Assessment alongside the Cambridge Building Society. So there's a lot of organisations involved, and yourselves, of course.
Absolutely.
Who come along and support the event, which is fantastic.
Well, because it is, I mean, it's not a race, and a lot of people, you know, I know you have your Starshine one, and there's the half marathon, this. Okay, well, you know, maybe just a gentle stroll is more my thing, and that's the thing, isn't it? It's for families and friends to have a good old natter and catch up whilst walking around Cambridge.
Yeah, people are able to make of it what they want, actually. And I think some people will set off, you know, when the walk starts at 9:30 and they're off and they're very much progressing through the colleges, and others will take a much more leisurely approach to it. It's a very family-friendly walk. It's pushchair, wheelchair-friendly as well. So you know, it is, people can make of it what they want. They can stay as long in the colleges or stop off en route and then come back to Parker's Peace, enjoy the sunshine, because we booked that first.
Of course, that is the first thing, isn't it?
And enjoy. We've been very lucky there.
And enjoy some music. You know, we've got brass bands playing at Parker's Peace. We're hoping to have some musical surprises en route as well this year. So yeah, it's a unique event, and people make of it what they want, which is great.
Yeah.
And of course, the thing we forget, isn't it, that the 23 years, there's a lot of new people in Cambridge every year. You know, there's a lot of building going on. It's a very transient city in that way. So there's a lot of people rocking up and going, oh, we're new to Cambridge, what do we do? Well, tell you what, here's a good way to really get to know the town you're in. It is, isn't it? You get people who've been, as you said, people who've been there since the start, virtually, and some people doing it for maybe the first time.
And last year we had a lot of people. So last year was the first time in 3 years that we were able to have the in-person event. Yeah. We'd been able to organise a different event during the previous 2 years of COVID, so it was great to have the in-person event last year, and there were lots of people for whom that was their very first Bridge the Gap. And anecdotally, we had lots of feedback and lots of people saying, this is great, I'm coming next year, I'll bring others. And you know, people experience it, they enjoy it, and I think it is the sort of thing you want to invite others to come take part.
You don't realise what's behind some of the gated colleges, do you?
No.
And the grounds are amazing. That's what amazes me. And then we've been lucky enough, obviously, to visit the colleges that we're taking part, and we've seen some of the areas that we're going to get to look at, and it's fascinating, and learning the history of it as well. So that would be great. And then combined with that, we forgot to say about the little treasure hunt that we've got. For the youngsters, so anyone sort of around the age 6 to 10 can enjoy the route and do a bit of a treasure hunt as well. So there's a little learning and fun opportunities kind of element to it too.
Fantastic. Okay, so where do we go from here then? People need to get signed up. When will we have the route announced?
So the route, in terms of the route, we'll be announcing the route later, but in terms of the colleges that are going to be taking part in this year's event, we've got the colleges. So we're going to Downing College and Emmanuel College tend to be regular ones. Yeah. They're very close to Parker's Peace. So we're visiting King's College, which was on the route last year, but we've got a different approach to it this year. Selwyn College, which is one of the colleges that we last visited in 2016.
Yes, yeah.
And then Darwin College. And then new this year, we have two colleges. One is Ridley College, which is not one of the University of Cambridge colleges, but is the theological college on Sidgwick Avenue.
It's beautiful.
And then, for the first time ever, Newnham College, which has never featured on Bridge the Gap.
No.
The head porter was extremely excited to show us round, which was lovely. Yeah, and the pride that they have in their colleges and the grounds is great. Yeah,
and that's what excites me. And it just makes me want to show those grounds to our community, which is wonderful.
And as you say, it's that enthusiasm that the university has about this. It's not like, well, yeah, we can open a gate and let a few of you through. They're very, very, very much part of this, aren't they? But without the university's active involvement,
wouldn't happen at all, would it?
But they get it, because looking back, the numbers are amazing, aren't they? The amounts you've raised. Have you got an? I'm sorry, we didn't practice this in rehearsals. But have you got an up-to-date number?
Yeah. So it's over £660,000 over those 23 years, which is phenomenal. Yeah. And I think that's part of the thing, as we say about this event. It's an event that people love. Mm. They love taking part. It's got so much about itself anyway, because it's different each year. People can enjoy it, make the event what they want. But the fact that all of those proceeds are shared equally between the two charities, and that, you know, it's a phenomenal amount over the years. And you know, when times have been tough and are tough, you know, for people to want to continue to support the event, you know, knowing that it's supporting two local Cambridge-based charities, which is brilliant, we're really thankful for.
But the thing is, people know just what great work you do. That's the thing. People appreciate that. They know what great work you do. What I like about it as well is I love the team spirit of the organising committee, because this whole thing, I mean, it tends to rub off on the day as well. It is huge fun to do. And everyone who comes along to Bridge the Gap, it's taken extremely seriously in a lot of ways. You will be safe, and the route, as you say, has been checked out and is wheelchair friendly and everything. What you don't know is that it is pushchair friendly, because Neil pushes a pretend baby in a pushchair round the entire course.
I can't believe you brought that up.
commitment to the cause.
It's quite a sight, I have to say. But yeah, it adds another fun element to the day, that's for sure.
There's been a couple of dodgy corners that have been written off because the baby fell out, hasn't there? So I better not do that again.
Oh, I'll get in trouble now. my pushchair handling skills.
No. Yeah. So yeah, we'll be doing that again this year. We'll try and get some photos this time.
Keep an eye out for it. It's great. I'm loving the fact that it's back again. So there we are. That date again, Neil.
It's Sunday, the 10th of September, and book your places now.
Absolutely. And that website, Caroline?
Is arhc.org.uk/ I can't speak, BTG.
Fantastic. Well, Neil Thompson from Romsey Mill, Caroline Start from Arthur Rank Hospice Charity. We'll be speaking again. See you on Parker's Peace.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Neil.